Blog Talk Radio.
Do not be afraid. The power of the Holy Spirit is with you. Is with you. Amen.
Come now, let us reason together. Question everything. Welcome to Sacerdotus Radio, a show on God, faith, the Catholic Church, science, philosophy, reason and otherworldly issues. Join the host as he tackles today's errors and refutes the fallacies of atheism and misconceptions on God, the Catholic Church and science. And now here is your host, Sacerdotus.
Hello, welcome to Sacerdotus Radio. Recently on his trip to the Sri Lanka and the Philippines, Pope Francis stirred up some controversy with some comments that he made. The media is up at arms with Pope Francis over comments. The Pope said something to the effect that free speech has limits and that religion must not be insulted. Those on the left immediately took this as the Pope siding with the terrorists. Those terrorists who, of course, attacked the publication of Charlie Hebdo in Paris, France. As usual, they misinterpreted the Pope's colloquial style of speech and made all kinds of conclusions with his words. Now, this is one of the things the Pope said. Quote, "One cannot provoke. One cannot insult other people's faith. One cannot make fun of faith. There is a limit. Every religion has its dignity. In freedom of expression, there are limits." End quote. What the Pope was saying was what I wrote about in a previous post and what I spoke about on a previous program regarding Charlie Hebdo and my thoughts on the whole tragedy and the situation surrounding the cartoon and the murder of the cartoonist. And of course, Islam. The Pope was referring to respect. You remember the song, R-E-S-P-E-C-T? We must not go around insulting people just because we can. So this is what the Pope is trying to say, is that we can't just go around and insult people, curse at people just because we can. I mean, I'm here talking to you. I could say whatever I want. All kinds of words could come out of my mouth, related to the topic that I'm talking about now or unrelated. And that's okay. I could do that. I have freedom of speech. But I wouldn't be responsible if I just started cursing at people right now or insulting different religions or insulting atheists or whatnot. It wouldn't serve any purpose, only of me trying to start trouble or instigating. So this is what the Pope is trying to get at. The respect, that we had to respect people. Of course, he was talking about religion because the whole thing of Charlie Hebdo and the terrorist attacks had to do with religion, namely Islam. You know, this group of people from Al-Qaeda, these brothers, they felt that the cartoonists went too far with their satire and their caricature of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, they believe this man, this prophet, this who they call a prophet, to be this sacred figure. And they felt extremely offended with the different cartoons and issues that were released by this publication. So the Pope is for free speech, but informed and responsible speech. There's the difference. He believes that we have to be careful with what we say. We shouldn't go around insulting or harassing people, not only on religion. Again, he was referring to religion in the plane interview because the topic dealt with religion, with Charlie Hebdo and the whole situation surrounding that. Catholic League President Bill Donahue says something similar, and his words, of course, were taken out of context and they were interpreted as an attack the victim statement. While both Pope Francis and Bill Donahue are getting at is that if we or one is going to provoke others, then one must expect a response equal to or greater than the original provocation. This makes perfect sense. If you're going to go around and insult people and harass people and make fun of them, you're going to get some kind of response equal to or greater than the original provocation that you started, that you instigated. It makes absolutely sense that this is what's going to happen. It will be very rare that you will find someone like Gandhi or Dr. King, who we're about to celebrate, or even Jesus Christ, who preached turning the other cheek and so forth. It's very rare that we will find someone like that in today's society, that they would just simply turn the other cheek or ignore you, what you say, what not. And obviously this is not what happens in real life now in the 21st century. As we see with the many young people, teenagers from the LGBT community, from different ethnic backgrounds, who hurt themselves, they commit suicide because they were bullied. And someone who's strong-minded and strong-willed might say, oh, they were just weak. Who's going to kill themselves over words and name-calling? You'd be surprised the impact that name-calling has on people and the stress that it causes when someone's on your case all the time insulting you and mocking you and mocking what you stand for, what you are or think that you are. So religion is not going to be any different. People are going to be have different kinds of reactions. Some Muslims might say, it's no big deal. They're just drawing a cartoon. They're just having fun. There's 1 billion Muslims. There's how many? A million atheists? I mean, this is nothing. We're bigger than them. And then there's those Muslims that say, no, we're going to kill them. We got to get rid of them. We got to get rid of these people. These people are mocking us. We have to declare jihad on them. And then they go around shouting Allahu Akbar and killing everybody in sight, venting this anger, this frustration. So there's different responses equal to or greater than the original provocation. The saying, which is often said in New York and the Bronx and urban areas, quote, don't start none, won't be none, end quote, is applicable here. And it's great words of wisdom. Don't start nothing, there won't be nothing. And you won't start problems with people, most likely they won't return the problems back to you. You don't throw somebody a pie in the face, most likely they're not going to return you the favor and throw a pie in your face. There is no doubt that the publishers of Charlie Hebdo contributed in some way to their own death. Now, I'm not blaming them, saying they deserved it, and of course not. Nobody deserves to be killed at all, especially over a cartoon. I mean, give me a break. But if you see their publications, their intent was to offend people, to bother people, to provoke people. So what else would they expect but a response? And especially with a group of people that are very volatile, like these radical Muslims. Again, not all Muslims are like this. Just this little group of radical Muslims who believe they're following Islam the correct way, the ultra-conservative way, whatever, orthodox way, whatever way you want to term it. And they get a hissy fit over any little thing that they find offensive, a cartoon. I mean, for crying out loud, it's just a cartoon, but it bothers them. And the people from Charlie Hebdo knew this. They knew. I mean, the place was firebombed a couple of years ago in 2011, 2012. It was attacked. They received death threats. They received letters and so forth. And Charlie Hebdo continued. And Donahue used the word narcissist. So they, with their arrogance, they just continue with the publication, believing nothing's going to happen, that people are just going to get over it, and unfortunately, not everyone got over it. As we saw with the different attacks that took place, the firebombing and and the shooting a couple of days ago, weeks ago. So, I mean, you can't really say that the Charlie Hebdo victims were not partially at fault for their own deaths. They put this cartoon over their own lives. And what happened now? Now there's a bigger war. Now these people are going to continue. They attacked a publication or newspaper in Germany. And you think that's going to be the end of it? No, of course not, unfortunately. This is going to continue. It's a back and forth thing. And like in any argument, it takes the adult, the mature one, who walks away from the argument and says enough and doesn't play into the argument. And unfortunately, the people from Charlie Hebdo, they're now realizing this. They need to realize that their lives matter more than these cartoons. I mean, if they want to publish these cartoons, I mean, that's all in their discretion to do so, but they need to value their own lives first. And not only their own lives, but the lives of other citizens, French citizens, who are getting caught in a crossfire, like the people in the supermarket, and in the other place, I believe it was a warehouse, that they were taken hostage and a couple of them killed. Oh, just because they had nothing to do with Charlie Hebdo, and they just got caught in a crossfire, and it could have been anybody. These people could have gone into a school and taken kids hostage and killed them. They could have gone into a synagogue, a church. They could have gone to another imam, and killed a lot of people and whatnot. And it could have been far worse than it was. And again, there was just a raid in Belgium where they killed some of the people from ISIS trying to plot something. So these people are out there. Whether you want to believe it or not, these people are out there, they're planning, they're organizing to continue their attacks. And the people from Charlie Hebdo and anyone else who wants to continue mocking Islam and so forth and Muhammad, they need to expect getting attacked, because that's going to happen. That's what is going to happen. They're going to get attacked. Or for a simple thing that you could have just hold on to until hopefully these terrorist groups will be taken out completely, and then you can continue with your publication. But until there's this danger, then try to be smart about it. Instead of being all in your face, you know, do it differently. Because you're playing into these terrorists and these people that believe that the West is out to get them. You're playing into it by drawing these cartoons and this content is offensive. So the people from Charlie Hebdo, they knew they were targets of angry Muslims and insisted on insulting them. Who likes to be insulted? Who likes to be offended? I do not know of anyone who does, unless it is someone who is crazy or has some sick sexual masochist fetish of some sort. As the Pope stated, if you say something bad to someone else about their mother, expect a punch. The Pope was using an analogy of how things such as faith or religion are so strong in people's lives that insulting them is like insulting their mother. And he said, quote, if my good friend Dr. Gazbari says a curse word against my mother, he can expect a punch. It's normal. You cannot provoke. You cannot insult the faith of others. You cannot make fun of the faith of others. End quote. And again, he's referring to just respect. You can't just go around starting trouble with people and not expect a response. And this applies not only to religion, but anything. Race, gender, education level. If you have a PhD, you can't go around telling people what a high school diploma that they are dumb or stupid or whatnot, or you're going to get punched in the face. That is going to happen. You're going to expect a negative reaction. But we live in a double standards world, where attacking religion is free speech, ironically. But speaking out against the homosexual lifestyle is homophobia. Speaking out against abortion and contraception is misogyny, the war on women. And calling attention to the black-on-black crime rates is racism. This is what happens when free speech is misused. No speech should be censored, in my opinion. No one should be censored. What needs to be done is that people need to use free speech responsibly. That's the key word, responsible. Responsibly. If your intent is to provoke or insult people, then expect a response. This is just how human beings behave. You provide a stimuli, there's going to be a reaction. Some say the Pope was justifying the attacks on Charlie Hebdo. However, the Pope clearly condemned the attacks. To anyone making these comments or accusations, it is extremely ignorant and really doesn't understand what the Pope was trying to say. Again, he was referring to respect. You got to respect people and what they believe. And their dignity, you have to respect people because they have dignity. You can't go around offending people and insulting people and whatnot. And like I said, you give a stimuli, you're going to get a reaction. This is behavioral psychology, Pavlov, and Skinner, B.K. Skinner type stuff. It happens in real life. This is how we respond to things in this world. The Pope, his point was that if you're out looking for trouble, then trouble may find you. Now, everything should be open to criticism, even religion. I mean, I believe that 100%. Everything should be open to criticism, even religion. We should be able to sit down and discuss certain things and voice our opinions, even if they are different from what the religious belief is or the scientific view of something. If somebody's against evolution, they should be able to say why and speak about it and criticize the theory of evolution and so forth. If somebody says that divorced Catholics should receive communion, then they should be able to say that and discuss that and support that reason or that statement why they feel divorced Catholics should receive communion. And those who say no, they shouldn't receive communion, should have the same ability and the same right. However, it needs to be done with respect and charity. Otherwise, enemies will be made instead of intellectual points. If we're going to just sit down and insult each other and shout at each other, nothing's going to get done. Nothing's going to get done at all. So, we have to learn how to use free speech responsibly and not go around and insulting people and their ideas, beliefs, religious or not, just because we can, because that's irresponsible. We have hands. Most of us have hands, two hands, a right hand and a left hand. We could do many things with our hands. Just because we can do different things with our hands and we have hands doesn't mean that we should do everything that the hands can do. For example, we shouldn't go around the street and slap people out of nowhere, punch people out of nowhere, like with the teenagers nowadays. With the, they go around and they knock people upside the head with their arms or their fists. They call it a knockout game. If you go on YouTube and these video networks or Facebook or whatever, you type knockout game and you see these videos, these security videos that were recording in the street. And you see these kids walking up to people and bam, they just bang them over the head and knock people out. Do you think that's right just because they could do it? Should we say that's freedom of expression? These kids are expressing themselves. Who are we to say they shouldn't knock people out? Or these people, these guys, they go around and grope girls or grope young ladies and in the buttocks or whatever, or their breasts or something. Should we say, okay, these men are, they're just excited, sexually excited, or whatever, horny, whatever you want to call it, and they have hands and they have a right to grab women just because they can do that? No, there's something wrong with that. We have to be careful. We have to be teaching a responsible speech, responsible expression. Otherwise, this whole world will just be at each other's throats, killing each other, fighting with each other. And we're in the 21st century. We have to get rid of that, leave that in the past. Leave these divisions, these hatred and violence in the past. Of course, we could always discuss things. We could have different opinions on different things, but do so respectfully, with intelligence. Not like a savage insulting people. And again, we had to use freedom responsibly. We can't just do whatever we want just because we can do it. And then hide behind the label freedom of speech, freedom of expression. Because we have to respect other people, just like we can't go around slapping people over the head or groping people just because we feel an attraction to their bodies or something. We can't do that. Just because we have the ability to do it. It's wrong. It's immoral. It's unethical. So, this is what the Pope was trying to explain. That we have to respect people. We have to respect their beliefs. Whether they're religious or not. And this applies to atheists too. If an atheist doesn't want to believe in God, that's his or her choice. But don't go around calling them idiots or infidels or wicked or that they're going to hell and that their children are going to be cursed and blah, blah, blah. Don't go doing that. One, you're not going to win the atheists over. Two, you're mocking your own faith by doing that, especially if you're a Christian. So the respect, we have to respect people because people have intrinsic value. They have dignity. And we just can't go around insulting and offending people, attacking people in any way, physical, verbal, or sexual, or emotional, just because we have the ability to do so. We cannot do that. It's wrong. If this world comes to that, where everybody could just do whatever they want to, there goes society. It will be chaos. We will kill each other. We will destroy each other. People will hurt each other. People will sodomize or rape each other. That's not the world that we want to live in. And this double standards of, we could say whatever we want about religion, but wait, don't say nothing about gays or abortion and contraception, otherwise you're going to be called homophobic and misogynist. We have to get rid of that double standard. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. We're living in this contradiction, this cognitive dissonance of one thing is considered hate speech and another thing is not. And when you compare both, they're pretty much the same thing. They have something in common. Something is being attacked. So this is what the Pope was trying to say. Was he endorsing the attack on Charlie Hebdo? Of course not. He condemned it right away when he learned about it. When it happened, the Vatican issued a statement saying they condemned this. And he even said that this is an aberration, using religion to hurt people, to kill people. Killing people, hurting people in the name of God is evil. He spoke on this many times, as previous popes have as well. So he's not endorsing, saying, oh, they had it coming. That's not what he's trying to say. What he's trying to say is that you have to be careful what you say. You can't go around offending people. Otherwise, you're going to get a response of some sort. It may be violent. It may not be violent. But depending on the gravity of what you said or did. In this case, these cartoons offended a group of people that really took to heart what was drawn in these cartoons. And they reacted. They responded to this mockery, this ridicule, and while it's wrong, we can't really blame them for doing that because they're so passionate about this man, this faith, that of course it's going to bother them. I mean, I wish they would have responded differently, but based on how their behavior is and has been, a terrorist hurts people. That's what they do. They terrorize. Knowing this, then we can expect the kind of response that they're going to give to the so-called blasphemous cartoons and magazines, newspaper articles, or whatever you want to call them. So hopefully that explains a bit more about what the Pope was trying to say, and which ties in with my post and the previous show that I had the other day regarding Charlie Hebdo. And I'm going to read to you something from Voltaire. Quote, "The supposed right of intolerance is absurd and barbaric. It is the right of the tiger. Nay, it is far worse, for tigers do but tear in order to have food, while we rend each other for paragraphs," end quote. And this is from the Treatise on Toleration, and from 1763 by Voltaire. Now, throughout the internet, you will find a quote that's erroneously attributed to Voltaire. And that's the quote that says, "I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it." Now, that quote does not originate from Voltaire. And many atheists use it during the attack, or after the attack of Charlie Hebdo. A lot of people were quoting it. And that has nothing to do with Voltaire. He never said it. It actually came from a woman who wrote a book. Her name was Beatrice Evelyn Hall, and she published under the pseudonym S.G. Tallentire. And the book she wrote, The Friends of Voltaire. And in this book, she wrote this statement, and which she was trying to capture Voltaire's thoughts on the ideas of philosopher Adrian Helvetius. So Voltaire never said that about the "I disapprove what you say and will defend your death to death your right to say it." He never said that. To the contrary, he was against using intolerance and rending people with paragraphs or attacking people with written speech. He was against that. So that's some food for thought for those listeners out there. Thank you for listening. God bless, and Mary keep.